Mobile. 4CEF Mobile.
Good morning. How you doing this morning? At least it's not as cold.
Too bad. It was a little chilly when I walked out of the house this morning. How about you?
Up just for a minute. It says 37, but at least there's no frost.
On the truck this morning. Did you do anything Winterfield Day?
No, I never fired up the radio.
Honey, do live.
Around in Westall Westerns, and that just rested up. I was trying to get over that diverticulitis. I think I finally got over it, and that I feel pretty decent today, so that's a good thing. And then I saw all the posts of everybody saying how the conditions sucked, so.
Would have to agree with that one, so I don't know that you missed a whole lot. You know, 40 was 40. You know, it was busy. 20 I struggle with, which Ed said, I think he made 20 contacts last time I saw, but yeah, I had to swap over to PSK 31 to try to make some contact.
What was the exchange?
Or, you know, how many people are in your group? So I was like one home or one hotel, and then your state. So I give South Carolina, Sierra, Charlotte.
That are like that, and then the ones with the serial number and everything, it's like, you know, I tend to stay away from those.
Last year, so I figured try it again this year and see how it went. I tried to set up outside, but I think my coax had went bad, so my SWR was just like all over the place. So I went inside to rebuild it, and I just moved all my equipment inside.
It was definitely cold.
With that, so yeah, I tried to make a few contacts on single sideband, and I don't know. I mean, sometimes it just like it couldn't hear you, which of course you had the pile ups, and then I made a couple contacts there, and then the rest of them I swapped over to digital and did PSK 31 since it's, you know, you can type out your information or whatnot, so it wasn't that bad on that, but I still end up making 30-something contacts, where last year I made like 70-something.
Hey, that ain't bad, though, considering conditions, considering probably most people on the East Coast and in the North didn't do anything because of the weather.
And I got a couple California contacts on 40 meters.
They were running legal limit.
I thought the work is done. I got my CB antenna. I got it mounted on the roof now, so I put up a new mag mount on the truck. So I had to run the coax for that. That's always a fun chore.
Traffic stopped on 85.
I don't know. I guess I grew up with a CB, and I want to keep one in the truck.
It's got something wrong with it. I got to figure out what the heck the deal is, because it receives good, but, and then it says that it's transmitting, but it's like no audio or whatever. Something's wrong with it.
I know you can probably take it to Truck Stops America. They used to have a CB shop, but I don't know if they still do. I ain't been in there in forever.
In the late 90s, one of those Connex 3300s, they call it a, what do they call it? I think they call it a 10-meter radio, because it'll do 10 meters, but it'll only do, you know, AM. It won't do sidebands.
Cobra in the truck, and I ended up swapping it out. I bought an Anytone. I found an Anytone. It's actually a 10-meter radio, and you can convert it over to work on 11 meters as well. So I'm going to buy me a 10-meter antenna to go on the truck. So I have a total of 3 antennas when it's all over with. And that way I can, you know, maybe solar conditions improve, I can actually use it. And see how that goes on 10 meters. But it'll do AM, FM, and single sideband.
It'll do single sideband. I got it, it'll do AM and FM. But it won't do single sideband, and it doesn't... It doesn't call out the frequencies. It's all channelized, but there's like 500 channels.
A little bit similar. It's kind of weird, I guess, because it's, you know, it's overseas model, but the channels are there, but it's really weird. Like, if you go to the channels and then you swap over to frequency and you move the frequency, that channel will now be that frequency from now on. So you can really mess yourself up if you go to the frequencies on the CB frequencies. So I try to make sure I don't flip over to that instead of using the channel.
Get stuck. You'd think you were on a specific channel and it'd just be totally off. I saw somebody that posted something like that. They couldn't figure out why it was wrong, but I bet that's it.
It will not go back to that normal frequency. You have to move it back yourself. Where some of the radios, you know, once you turn them off and turn them back on, they'll go back to their regular channels. So, but this one don't. So I try to keep that in mind. But I may try at some point in time working some sideband on the upper frequencies, like 35 through 40.
88 is pretty busy.
Talking to Patrick, man, you can get on the CB and you can hear, you know, people talking a lot of times. And then on the sideband, you can hear a lot more. But then you go to 10 meters and you pull it up on your radio and you start scanning around, you won't hear anything. I'm like, I don't get it. 10 meters and 11 meters are not that far apart. Why one is shut down and the other one's open, you kind of start feeling like it's just because people don't use it.
They have a chart. I had the website when we were in class, but it's called like the muff and the luff, the minimum usable frequency and the maximum or whatever, and it tells you which ones will be open.
Website, there's two of them I use now. One of them's like Idaho, Aries, or something like that. I don't remember what it is. And they have a decent map which shows the frequencies. But then there's one that's more specific to the MUF, the maximum upper frequency. And, I mean, it does a decent job. It's just, I find it strange that I find 11 meters more open than 10, and they're not far apart.
Your location and others are bouncing over you. You know, how many people are on and that. I mean, I'm on a CB group or whatever, or a CB swap or something. They're on Facebook, and they got, man, those guys are selling, I mean, serious amps that are way over, you know, ham legal limit.
See that? I didn't even think about that. And it's weird. Like, yesterday, 10 meters was open, and not wide open, but it was open to fight South America for a little while. That was about all I heard yesterday was South American stations.
On a 15,000 watt amp.
I want to run an amp. I just, it ain't worth it to me. I'd rather just stick with 100 watts and be done with it.
My 11-meter radio was, I think I tuned it up for like 50 watts when I bought it.
It'll do 50 on sideband, and it'll do about 30 on AM if you turn it all the way up. The thing I do like about it is you can just turn the power up and down, so you don't have to run full power the whole time.
The high-low switch.
We have it going, it ain't nothing like what I grew up with. I mean, back in the probably just mid-90s, man, you could always hear somebody on the radio. Now, not like that anymore.
Figure out they got some darn secret code going on about their names or their call signs, if you want to call it, or whatever, and it's like, man, I can't figure it out.
I tried to research it. Man, it's just like they just make up a number. It's just like, hey, you want to be 525, you can. You just start throwing a number out there, and it don't matter. There's no rhyme or reason to it, you know. People use birthdays or whatever. They just throw a number out.
Get a little more structured. KN4TFW.
It is interesting listening to them a lot of times, which it seems like some of the sideband activity, they're more structured than your normal CB talk, I guess. You know, they're, you know, they actually use, I'll hear guys saying 7.3 and everything else, which reminds me of the ham versus like your normal CB where they're 4.10 and everything else and throwing out their numbers and whatnot. And I don't know, it's kind of weird, but sideband, it's just funny how it more reflects ham operators, KO4 CEN.
But I lost my train of thought there. Most of the drivers that come into our facility, over-the-road drivers, are all foreigners. I mean, you wouldn't be able to carry on a conversation with them on the radio anyway. And so I think that's why most of the traffic is quiet, because none of them can speak English.
I had a buddy of mine that drives long haul, and he said roughly the same thing. You know, there's a lot of drivers out there that either don't speak English, some of them just don't even have radios. It's not something that they're accustomed to, so they don't even get on the radio and talk, which a lot of trucks still come with them in there, you know, installed, but yeah, these guys just don't talk on the radio. But, you know, the thing is, you can't just call each other up, you know, because you don't know somebody else's number, even with a cell phone. So I guess they call their dispatch or whatnot, and that's it.
Be a lot less big, huge pileups if they started using them again, or at least listening to them.
Well, all right, Ken. Well, I need to start my little trek on in the plant so I can get ready for the meeting and, you know, the whole rigmarole that comes with it being a Monday. So you be safe out there on the road. Hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. Although I got to be, you know, meeting 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I get to look forward to that. But you have a good one. 73-KO4-CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
You have a good one, and I'll catch you later. KN4-TFW.
Loading up.
Wookie up. KO4-CEF, I'll be clear. Morning, Patrick.
4-8KX, mobile.
Patrick, KN4-TFW.
Good morning, Ken.
What you guys get?
This last one, we got about a half inch, nothing to alarm ourselves about. But we still got plenty of laying around from the other one.
Had a couple inches out of it.
Talking Friday night, we were going to, or Thursday night, we were going to.
Interstate here. How was your weekend?
Very cold. And then I had to change the water heater out for my dad.
That sucks. I've had to do that before. Thankfully, it was in the garage.
Yeah, this one was too, so it wasn't too bad.
Understand.
This one's an electric water heater, so it doesn't have to be on stand. And it was just sitting on a little 2x4 to keep it up off the concrete. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, mine, when it went bad, I could get it off of the stand, but it's like all there was me and Susan. I ended up putting a board and scooting it up that board to get it on there.
For HKX. Yeah, it's amazing what you got to do when you're working by yourself with stuff like that sometimes.
Only one place in town that had one of the kinds that I needed, so, you know, Lowe's got 200 of them, but not the one you need.
These are the way it goes, especially now. You and Andrew are talking about the CB call signs.
It's hard to figure out anything, you know. At least, you know, back in our day, you had a name or whatever, and now it's like all numbers and stuff, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. He was saying that he got his 11 meter put back in his truck.
He's been listening to it for the last, about a week and a half, I guess. And he's amazed at what he can hear. If you get up there on 38, channel 38, lower sideband, they're all about making contacts and throwing out that funny call sign they got. And but it's not the CB that you're used to or everybody remembers.
You're not 4 watts. Mine won't do upper and lower sideband, and that'll just be straight AM or FM. And that, although it's got, you know, 500 channels on it, but you know, that doesn't really help me out. And then it's something's wrong with the transmit. It says it's transmitting, but I don't get any audio out.
A couple of them. Only one of them does sideband, and you can go up to 12 watts legally on sideband, and you can get out of pretty good ways with just that, 12 watts on 11 meters sideband. I've talked to a guy in Chicago from there at the house.
Guys are running, you know, 500, 1,000 watts or better.
Most of them are actually taking a 10-meter radio that's 100 watts and converting it to 11 meters. Now, there are some out there that you hear about that run the amps and all that other crazy stuff, but most of them are just running a 100-watt radio, 100-watt 10-meter converted radio.
Mine, back in the late 90s, they didn't do too much upper and lower sidebands on 11 meters.
Yeah, truck driver, I grew up around it. Anytime I'm around him, you hear the CB going.
And naturally, just switch over, right?
But to be honest with you, I hadn't pushed the issue because he's disabled and he would be on here nonstop. So I just hadn't pushed the issue. It's something I could do without him.
He'd make too many friends, huh?
I mean, I wish he would do something, but I'm glad I got the hobby and I don't have to worry about my family listening in on everything I say. Sometimes I can talk to somebody without having to worry about that.
KN4 CFW.
My icy spot's up here still this morning.
And down here, it didn't even freeze the dog's water dish. Didn't even have any frost this morning.
It's 25 up here. Isn't any better this morning?
Yeah, I feel pretty decent this morning. I think I finally got over it this weekend. And that it's funny, you know, it takes a couple of days. Hold on. It's for you to know, or for it to get irritated enough where you know you got it. And then a couple of days, and it finally passes, but you don't know it because it's already hurt you. And then, so it takes a couple of days to get over being hurt. So it's really hard to figure out, but I ain't hurting like I was. And I mean, my belly hurt to the touch.
It must be hectic to have to deal with that all the time, with certain foods you can't eat. I'm glad I don't have that issue.
I can think of that we had that was out of the norm was boiled peanuts. And I know that roasted peanuts I can't do. And that, but boiled peanuts have never really bothered me because they're soft. And that, but I'm thinking that maybe because, you know, I hadn't been eating very much because we'd been sick and everything, and then we had those peanuts, and maybe that was what set it off.
Look, it just got one little piece hung in there. I know it don't take much.
It's sesame seed.
Anything at all this weekend, or did you just lay around the house?
Around. And that didn't even go outside, didn't even fire up the car or anything. We just, me and the pup just laid around. We didn't even go for a walk.
Those are the best weekends.
And watched old movies.
Goal to do much up here Saturday. That's when I had to go look at the water heater for my dad Saturday evening. And I got out and it was still down in the teens and the wind blowing and it was cold.
Definitely be too cold for me to go up there, you know what I mean, and do that, so I was kind of glad you guys canceled that way. I didn't miss out on it. Now, I did venture out Saturday morning first thing to get a haircut because she's only right down there by the water tower in the red light.
So bad you could have walked there.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just right there.
You hear me okay?
Scratchy, but it ain't bad.
All right, I'm inside where I normally change over.
Normally change over, I say you're doing good.
It does real well through here, and in other days, not so much.
And on this, on my car, you know, how it automatically knows something's in front of you and that. Reckon how, you know, if another car had the same system and it was coming up on you, how would you keep from, you know, reading that signal coming back?
To be like a radar system where you're not going to receive everybody else's different frequency, different algorithm they're looking for in response to everything. So they've figured that part out pretty decent, but you could still be getting one close enough that's causing a problem. Somebody else could be on a radio channel that's going to be interfering with, I mean, it could be any number of things, just like interference on a radio. So I don't know what they're going to think there or how they think they're going to block everything out.
And by that spot five times since last week, and it's only done it once, told me to, there was something there I needed to break. And it's just is really, really weird how it does it. I ain't figured out what causes it to do it.
It's like trying to figure out radio interference. So, good luck. AO4HK. He's probably going to have to change over now.
All right, sounds good. Meet you there. KN4TFW.
KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 4HGX, KN4TFW.
The switch.
Looks like the repeater's down. I'm not getting any response from it.
Are you fine?
Well, the repeater's not up over there. I'm getting nothing in response, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm into the drive anyway now, so it won't be long, and I'll have to say 73.
Just ride this one as far as we can.
Weather conditions.
I know Saturday up here, looking out the window, it's beautiful. Blue sky, sun, no clouds. Then you step outside, you remember why you were inside.
That's right. I could look out of my backyard and tell by all the birds it was cold. If it's, you know, 50 birds in the backyard, it's cold.
The new winter field day?
No, I never fired up the radio.
A little while, but man, I just couldn't get through none of the pileups that were going on. Me and Andrew tried. He done pretty decent on PSK, but Ed was out there. He was collecting them up.
Done all right, but I just didn't feel like messing with it. I don't, you know, depending on what the exchange is, you know, I have a lot to do with whether I do it or not. If I got to do, a serial number and that, I tend to not do it.
I understand that. It's a little confusing trying to throw out all those letters and numbers for your grid squares, all that mess.
You know, it's discouraging when they want to know the serial number, and you say you're number 5, and then they say, yeah, 2,557.
Yeah, we had to get together. I felt we felt it better for the safety of everybody to do that.
I agree with you on that one. It was just too cold to even bother with if somebody had an issue or, you know, being up there and being out in the weather and that, it just wasn't worth it. Here in the parking lot, so I'm gonna have to say 73 and hope you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you maybe this afternoon on the way home. KN4 TFW.
Great, and you can hear me, and I'll be this afternoon, 73 KO4 HK, and I'll be clear.